In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is April 24th, 2011, and it's Easter Sunday. Christ is truly risen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And don't let the accursed Jews lie to you. Christ is truly risen. As a matter of fact, I just spoke with him this morning. Now, as you can tell by my little opening there, I gave a little hint of what my lecture is going to be this year, and it's going to be about the accursed Jews. Evil Jews, Jews that are under a curse from God and on the road to hell. Now, the reason we're going to speak about this is because in the last, I'd say, 50 years or so, there's really starting even in the 19th century, there's been a big push to get the Jews off the hook and proclaiming Jewish people as being innocent of the blood of Christ, of being innocent of particularly any type of crime whatsoever, and making them blessed just because they're racial Jews. It's a racist teaching. Now, this particular teaching found its their biggest success was in the apostate Second Vatican Council, which was a heretical and apostate council which contradicted past infallible teachings of the true Catholic Church. It contradicted solemn and ordinary magisterial teachings from the Catholic Church, and that's how we know it's not a Catholic council. It's a heretical council. It's an apostate council. And this is one of the teachings they put in there, which is racism to the highest degree. And what it's really teaching is that no Jew whatsoever who's a racial Jew should ever be looked upon as if he's under a curse. And I'm going to read it. It was contained in the infamous apostate document Nostra Aetate, which is in English called the Declaration of the Relationship of the Church to Non-Christian Religions. Paragraph 4. It is true that the church is the new people of God, yet the Jews should not be spoken of as rejected or accursed, as if this followed from Holy Scripture. Now, you could read that whole thing, and you'll see I'm taking it in proper context. They make no qualification as to what they mean when they say Jew. They say no Jew, meaning every racial Jew that ever lived and that ever will live could never, ever be under a curse, could never be on the road to hell, could never truly be evil or guilty of any sin. And that, folks, is racism to the highest degree. And that's why whenever you see anybody today speak out against one individual Jew who did an evil thing, they call him an anti-Semite, or they pretend that he hates the whole Jewish race. This particular document was the most evil documents that has ever existed, and it has glorified the Jewish race simply because of their race. During this lecture, I am going to prove to you, and notice it says here, as if this followed from Holy Scriptures. Well, we're going to show them again to be the great liars that they are. Now, I always said, either these, for you to believe that, you either don't read the Bible at all. I mean, you just don't read it, as most nominal Catholics are. I grew up with them. Nominal Catholics, again, means apostate Catholics. They're not true Catholics. They're heretics. They're so religiously indifferent that they don't read the Bible. So you can tell them anything and they'll believe. They don't know that. They don't even care about the Bible. Or you read the Bible and you hate it. You hate the Bible. You hate the Word of God. You hate it. And you don't believe in it. So you want to refute it and you want to reject it and you want to turn it upside down. But to say that the Bible doesn't contain any information about Jews being under a curse, you got to be the biggest dope in the world. It's equal to the lie that you're trying to tell us that Pontius Pilate wanted to kill Christ and not the Jews. Well, anybody that read the Gospels can see throughout that Pontius Pilate is doing his best to get Jesus off the hook and even like Jesus. It was the Jews that were pressing for his death. This is equal in weight to that type of a lie. It is a bold-faced, arrogant, rotten, stinking lie. And I'm going to prove it to you in this lecture that the Bible and the Catholic Church teaches that Christ-denying Jews are cursed for the guilt of original sin, cursed for the guilt of violating the Ten Commandments, which includes mortal sins against the faith, and mortal sins against the moral law, and cursed uniquely with the guilt of deicide and the blood of Christ. And we're going to show you about all these curses that these evil Jews, these Christ-denying Jews are under. And every time you're cursed by God, what that technically means is you're on the road to hell, you're a partner of Satan, and if you die that way, you will go to hell for all eternity. So really what Nostra Aetate is telling us is, if no Jew's cursed by God, then they're all going to go to heaven simply because they're racially Jews. Can you see the racism in that document. And they have the nerve to call us racists when we point out an evil Jew and tell him for what he is, that he's evil. Not because he's racially a Jew, but because he's breaking one or more of God's commandments and he's guilty of original sin. And this is such a diabolical document. Now, to make it real simple for you, right in the beginning of this sermon, we're going to tell you the only Jew who's not under a curse. And that's a Catholic Jew who's in a state of grace. It's that simple. That is the only Jew who is not under a curse. A Catholic Jew is in a state of grace. That means he's inside the Catholic Church, because outside the Catholic Church, there's no salvation or remission of sins. So he has to be a Catholic, a true Catholic, possess a true Catholic faith, belong to the true Catholic Church, and he has to be in a state of grace. Because most Catholics go to hell. If you're a bad Catholic, you'll go to hell if you die that way. So he has to be a good Catholic. So the only Jew that is not under a curse is a Catholic Jew who's in a state of grace. And all the Jews that are in heaven right now are Catholic Jews. When they were baptized, they were brought into the Catholic Church, and when they were fed the Holy Eucharist, which is going to start happening now. We're celebrating today the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight is when the Jews, the elect, all the elect from the Old Testament, not just the Jews, but from the time of Adam and Eve, came up out of their tombs with their bodies, and Jesus had them baptized, fed them the Holy Eucharist, and brought them to heaven. So they're all Catholics. Every human being in heaven is a Catholic in a state of grace. Now, that makes it real simple. And that's Catholic dogma, anyway. And we're going to prove it to you through the sermon that the only Jew that isn't under a curse is a Catholic Jew in a state of grace. Now, you can also learn, too, that these Jews make a big stink about the New Testament and the Catholic Church and Jesus Christ. Oh, they hate the Gospels. They hate the New Testament. They say it's racist. It's prejudiced against the Jews. It's persecuting. Oh, how evil is that New Testament? But you want to know something. They hate the whole Bible, really. To be consistent, they have to hate the Old Testament, and particularly the Old Covenant. Because there were so many mentions of, there were so many evil Jews in the Old Covenant era that you got to be blind when you just read the Old Covenant and the Old Testament. Just read about the Jews, and we're going to give you some quotes. The Jews are really angry at God, the true God, the God of Israel and the God of the Catholic Church. He's the same God. He's exactly the same God. They're angry because God has binded them with the Ten Commandments. That's why they're angry. It's not just the New Testament where they have their beef. It's the Old Testament. Anybody who read the Old Covenant is going to read time and time and time and time again that the Jews turned to evil, worshiped false gods, went on fornicating and committing sins of immorality, and God cursed them and punished them. Anybody who reads the Bible can read it. It's not just Jesus Christ. It's not just the Catholic Church. It's not just Catholicism. They hate true Judaism. They hate the true synagogue. They hate the Old Covenant Church. Because back then, most of the Jews were evil, and God punished them and cursed them and destroyed a whole bunch of them and sent them down into hell. So stop the lying. You hate the whole Bible. And we're going to prove that to you as we go on here. We're going to first speak about the first curse that Christ denying Jews are under, which is for the guilt of original sin. Now, it's a Catholic dogma that all men except Jesus and Mary are born with the guilt of original sin. They inherit that guilt from Adam and Eve, who committed the original sin, and we inherit it. It's a real guilt. It's a personal guilt on our own souls. It makes us a partner with the devil, puts us in the camp of Satan, and on the road to damnation. It curses us. Anything that makes you a partner of Satan and on the road to hell is definitely not a blessing. It is a curse. And we're going to talk to you about that dogma of original sin. And the only way that original sin, you can be cleansed from it, is by being baptized into the Catholic Church. Not into a Protestant church, not into a schismatic church. You need to be baptized into the Catholic Church because there's no remission of sins outside the Catholic Church. Every Protestant that gets baptized into his Protestant sect, he gets the indelible mark, so he doesn't have to be rebaptized, but he does not get the sanctifying grace that cleanses his soul till he abjures and comes into the Catholic Church. That's dogma. Every Jew that denies Christ out there, that hasn't even been baptized into a Protestant sect or a schismatic sect, hasn't even been, but it's still got the original sin on his soul. And even Protestants have it on their soul until they come into the Catholic Church and abjure. And that's the only way you can get rid of your original sin. Now, we're going to tell you that the original sin dogma is not something that was just made up by the Catholic Church. It was believed in the Old Covenant era by all the faithful Jews. They all knew that they inherited the guilt of Adam and Eve. They all knew that they had to go down into Abraham's bosom, even the good Jews. And they could not go up. They had to go down. They had to be redeemed. They had to have their sins redeemed. Even holy Jews. A holy Jew that, let's take a holy Jew that never committed a mortal sin like St. Joseph, never even committed a mortal sin in their whole life. They were still guilty of original sin and had to go down to Abraham's bosom and needed to be freed of original sin to get up to heaven. And they weren't even cursed. Their sins were covered. But if you were a bad Jew in the Old Covenant, or you were under a curse and your sins were not forgiven or covered. But we're going to show you that in the Old Testament teachings on original sin. Let's listen to what King David says. And Psalm 57, for behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother conceive me. I was born in sin, says King David. I came into this world as guilty of original sin, says King David. Job, the holy Job, says in Job 14:4, who can make him clean that is conceived of unclean seed? Is it not Thou who only art my Lord God? He's saying that all men are conceived unclean, except for Jesus and Mary. That's what our Catholic Church teaches that later on. And the book of Job, Eliphaz says in Job 15:14, what is man that he should be without spot, and that is born of a woman that he should appear just? He's not justified. He's guilty of original sin. He's on the road to hell and a partner to the devil. That's Job. Isaiah 64:6. And we are all become as one unclean, and all our justices as rags of a menstruous woman, and we have all fallen as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Our iniquities, says the prophet Isaiah. We are all cursed and under the decree of death. And we are all guilty of committing iniquities. The holy prophet Isaiah is saying this. Yet, Nostra Aetate will tell us, if you're a racial Jew, all you got to do is play the racial Jew trump card and you get off the hook free. You are not really guilty of anything and you are not cursed because guess what? You're a racial Jew. If you're a German, if you're a Frenchman, if you're Italian, if you're Spanish, if you're African, you're guilty. But if you're a Jew, you're off the hook and you're not really guilty of original sin. That's what Nostra Aetate says. And that's the way they treat the Jews today in reality. They carry this thing out to prove to you that that's what they really meant. And they do. Anybody says anything against a Jew, and they jump all over him as being evil and call him an anti-Semite. And we read in Ecclesiasticus chapter 25, verse 33, from the woman came the beginning of sin, and by her we all die. There's a clear teaching of original sin in the Old Testament. Now, we're going to show you the New Covenant teachings in the New Testament on original sin. I just showed you the Old Testament. Now we're going to show you the New Testament. And then we're going to give you the Catholic Church's teachings on original sin. We're reading Romans 5, 12, and 18. The great St. Paul says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into this world, and by sin death, and so death passed upon all men in whom all have sinned. Nostra Aetate tells us all men except Jews. That's what Nostra Aetate says. They would add that little addendum in there, correct? You see? And I'm going to tell you again, like I tell all the brothers here, and I told you in many of my sermons, that almost every race is evil. There's only a very few people out of any race, 1%, 2%, that'll ever end up saved. So race ain't going to get you saved. Race, you idolize race, you're in trouble. That Nostra Aetate is trying to tell us that these Jews haven't sinned. They're not under a curse as if it flowed from the Bible. Here's one Bible verse that says all men have sinned. And we know, with the exception of Jesus and Mary. Therefore, as by the offense of one unto all men to condemnation, so also by the justice of one, all men unto justification of life, those who believe in Jesus Christ and become Catholic. He's saying all are under this condemnation except Jesus and Mary, which we learn later on. All right, now let's read what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the charity of Christ presses us, judging this, that if one died for all, then all were dead. All you Jews know that when you died, and they even believe it now because they don't believe their Messiah came yet, that you go down and you do not go up. You go down, you do not go up. You can't go up till the Messiah comes because there's something inside you that needs to be cleansed up and cleaned out. All right? And this is the dogma of the Catholic Church, and we're going to show you how the Catholic Church infallibly defined the dogmas on the original sin, because that's where we really get our dogmas. The revelations are handed down through the Bible and the oral traditions of the original apostles and infallibly defined by the Catholic Church. We all are born in original sin, except Jesus and Mary, and our souls are dead. Our souls are on the road to hell. Our souls are in the camp of Satan. Our souls are accursed. And Nostra Aetate tells us, if you're a Jew, just play the racial Jew trump card. And you get out free. I'm not guilty of original sin because I'm a Jew. That's what it says. Now, that's what Nostra Aetate says. Now, let's read what Pope St. Zosimos teaches in the 16th Council of Carthage in 418 AD, Canon 3. If any man says that in the kingdom of heaven or elsewhere there is a certain middle place where children who die unbaptized live in bliss, whereas without baptism they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, that is, eternal life, let him be anathema. For when the Lord says, unless a man be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, what Catholic will doubt that he will be a partner of the devil who has not deserved to be a coheir with Christ? For he who lacks the right part with a doubt will run to the left. He's saying that unless you are baptized into the Catholic Church, you are a partner of the devil. Except if you're a racial Jew, says Nostra Aetate, paragraph 4. So how's that for one big wallop-a-loser curse? That all men are under except Jesus and Mary. That's dogma. So on that count alone, Nostra Aetate is heretical and is apostate. And it's said in there that no Jew should be looked upon as if he's cursed, as if it flowed from Holy Scripture. I just gave you a whole bunch of Holy Scriptures from the Old Testament and from the New Testament that says they're cursed with original sin. And in the Catholic Church, this dogma is lived out in the very baptismal ritual. When the Catholic Church baptizes a catechumen into the Catholic Church, I'm going to read this ritual. And what they do is they first exorcise the demon, the devils from them. All right, so let me read this, upholding the dogma that until you get rid of that original sin, you're in the dominion of the devil. We're going to first read of the particular ritual from the Council of Ephesus, and then we're going to actually read the ritual. The Council of Ephesus says, that also which the Holy Church uniformly does in the whole world, with regard to those to be baptized, we do not observe with indifferent respect, since whether children or youths come to the sacrament of regeneration, they do not approach the fountain of life before the unclean spirit is driven away from them. That's a dogma. That's an infallible counsel. That everybody who is guilty of original sin is in the dominion of the devil, and you're driving the wicked spirit out of his soul. So he's no longer a partner with the devil. Now we're going to read the ceremonies of baptism. The ritual that a catechumen undergoes when he's getting baptized into the Catholic Church. First you have the imposition of the hands and the summary of the prayer. Drive from thy servant, O Lord, all blindness of heart. Break all the bonds of Satan by which he, the baptismal candidate, was tied. And then goes the exorcism. I exorcise the unclean spirit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that thou go forth and depart from this servant of God. Therefore, cursed spirit, acknowledge thy sentence. Give honor to the true and living God, to his Son Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit by withdrawing from this servant of God, the candidate who's ready to be baptized. And then the candidate himself has to renounce Satan. And the renunciations, they ask him, dost thou renounce Satan? And he must respond if he wants to be baptized into the church. I do renounce him. And all his works, I do renounce them. And all his pomps, I do renounce them. Well, now, since Nostra Aetate, we got to come up with a new one of these. Because evidently, this isn't correct. The true Catholic Church had it wrong all these years. What they have to first do with the catechumen is say, are you a Jew racially? Are you racially a Jew? Because if you're racially a Jew, then I got to give you a different one because you see, you're not cursed by God. You're blessed. You were never in the dominion of the devil. So you're really just we're initiating you into a club, but we don't need to remit no sins because you're not guilty of anything. It's more like an initiation thing, going into a Masonic lodge or something. And really, you know, Mr. Jew, you don't even have to become Catholic. You can stay where you are and be saved. But it's nice that you want to come to the Catholic Church. If you want that, we'll let you come in. So you'd have to really eliminate everything I just said to you here. You know, this whole baptism ritual has to have a separate one for racial Jews. Here's the racial Jewish one. And here's the one for all the Gentile Goy out there, for all the Frenchmen and the Germans and the Africans and the Spanish and the Russians, you know, and for the Englishmen and for the Saxons and for the Welsh and for the Irish. But here's the Jewish one. And right in front of the Jewish one is a Jewish race trump card. He escapes all guilt with that card. All right. And that's the teachings on the first part and the first reason which I go under, why Christ and I and Jews are accursed by God for the guilt of original sin as taught in the Bible and infallibly by the Catholic Church and not just by the New Testament, by the Old Testament. All right, now we're going to show you how the Jews are cursed. Christ and I and Jews are cursed for violating the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments is not something unique to the New Covenant. As you Jews know, as you ought to know, they were given to Moses, remember, up on Mount Sinai by God, 10 of them. And that everyone was, that all you Jews and even the whole world is bound to them. But even you Jews especially are now given those 10 commandments. And you know what happened when you disobeyed those 10 commandments? That God cursed you, punished you, and destroyed you. Remember that. And if God punished you for these particular sins and you weren't really guilty for them, then God would be unjust. See, they're making God into the bad guy. Now, I'm going to show you where the Ten Commandments were bounded, that were given to the Jews in the Old Covenant when Moses went up to Mount Sinai. And so they're not just under the New Testament era. And this is what the Jews are really angry at. They're angry at the God of Israel and the God of the Catholic Church. He's the same God. They didn't like the God of Israel, and they don't like the Catholic God because he's the same God. He is not a different God. And you have to believe in both of those dogmas to believe in a true God. You didn't like him when Moses brought him down the Ten Commandments, and you don't like him now that the Catholic Church has possession of the Ten Commandments and binds you down to them. That's really what you don't like. And you want to be then considered blessed just because of your race. Now, we're going to show you the teachings in the Old Testament about the Ten Commandments. And as you all know, Moses then got the Ten Commandments, brought him down from Mount Sinai. I'm not even going to quote those quotes. If you don't know that, then you're not even on first base, that he was given Ten Commandments. But let's read what Moses said. And I will say that what these Jews really are, they don't like the Deuteronomy curses. What I call the book of Deuteronomy curses. There's blessings mentioned that the Jews will get because there's God's chosen people when they obey him. But then there's curses also mentioned when they disobey him. Moses says, "Behold, I set forth in thy sight this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I show you this day. A curse if you obey not the way which I now show you, but revolt from a curse if you obey not the commandments of the Lord your God, but revolt from the way which I now show thee. A curse if you revolt." He's talking to Jews. He's saying that if you don't obey these Ten Commandments, you get cursed. Now, the only way Nostra Aetate can make, are they going to actually tell us that no Jew broke a Ten Commandment? Not even one of them, so therefore they're not cursed, right? But right after that, as a matter of fact, folks, when you remember the book, when Moses went up there, the first commandment is what? "I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before thee." The Jews made a golden calf, worshipped it, and went over to a false god, and Moses had to come down and destroy him. How's that for a Lollapalooza curse, and how's that for a punishment? Then when God destroyed them by the hands of Moses, 22,000 evil Jews under a curse. Yet Nostra Aetate tells us that these Jews weren't really cursed. God was evil. Moses was evil. How dare you kill these Jews for worshiping that golden calf and violating and breaking the first commandment? Now, there's the Ten Commandments when they were given to the Jews by Moses. And they were breaking that first commandment. That was the one they broke right away. And then they started fornicating in the camp on top of it. We call this a Deuteronomy curse that comes down upon not just Jews, but every human being that violates any one of God's Ten Commandments. Now we're going to read the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 11, 2-4, where he says to the Jews, speaking to the Jews, "Hear ye the words of his covenant, and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And thou shalt say to them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Cursed is the man that shall not hearken to the words of this covenant. He's talking to Jews. Cursed is the racial Jew who does not hearken to the words of this old covenant. That's what it was back then, in effect, the old covenant, which, and true Judaism, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, hear ye my voice and do all things that I command you, and you shall be my people and I will be your God. If you don't, you're not my people and I'm not your God, and I curse you and reject you and cast you off. Prophet Jeremiah is speaking to Jews there. Nostra Aetate tells us, Jeremiah, you're wrong. How dare you? You're an anti-Semite. How dare you say such things against these Jews? Did you not know that they're racially Jews? Now, listen to what King David says in Psalm 94, 8 to 11. And he's speaking to the Jews. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the prevarication according to the day of temptation in the wilderness, where your fathers, evil Jews, tempted me. They proved me and they saw my works. 40 years long I was offended with that generation. And I said, these always err in heart. And these men, these evil Jews, have not known my way. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. They shall not be saved unless they repent of their evil ways. That's King David talking about evil Jews who are cursed by God. We read in 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 34, verse 21. Go and pray to the Lord for me, for the remnant of Israel and Judah, concerning all the words of this book which is found. That was King Josias when they found the book of the law that was lost for 100 years because the Jews were cursed for disobeying God, and he was restoring the temple. And they go, hey, look, we just found the book of the law. And he read it and said, wow, no wonder why God punished us. We were breaking all these commandments. And then he says, for the great wrath of the Lord hath fallen upon us Jews, because our fathers, evil Jews, have not kept the words of the Lord to do all things that are written in this book. The great wrath of the Lord has fallen upon us because we disobeyed God. Certainly nobody would say that's a blessing. That is a curse. And when God's wrath comes down upon you, it's a real bad curse. You've done mortally, sinfully things against God. That's King Josias is saying that, a good Jew. Now listen to what Daniel says in Daniel 9:11. And all Israel, all have transgressed the law. They have turned away from hearing the voice, and the malediction and the curse, the malediction and the curse, which is written in the book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 16, the servant of God has fallen upon us because we have sinned against him. We are cursed, says the prophet Daniel. Jews are cursed. Old Testament Jews, all you apostate so-called Catholics out there, tell us that every Jew is blessed and that no Jew could ever be cursed, as if it flowed from Holy Scripture. May Prophet Daniel come down and destroy you and punish you and torment you and justly persecute you for your horrible apostasies, blasphemies, and heresies, and plain old, I don't even know how to express how evil this is, because even a 7-year-old kid, I'm reading this to you people now, that you can say such a thing and say that you read the Bible. That's such a bold lie. You're insulting the intelligence of even a real stupid person. You got to be like stupid on top of stupid to believe this is what I'm trying to convey to you people. How could the world be under such a deep darkness to say this, that it's not in the Bible? I just read here what the prophet Daniel said, that you Jews are cursed. Now, you think the Ten Commandments ended? Oh, no. What did Jesus say in Matthew 5:17-18? Who remembers that verse? Do not think that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one to the law shall not pass away. Jesus is saying, I'm fulfilling all the Ten Commandments are still in effect. And that's what the Jews really don't like. It's not just Jesus Christ. It's not the Catholic Church, just the Catholic Church. It's not just Catholicism. It's the Old Covenant. It's true Judaism. It's the true synagogue that was in effect back in the Old Covenant days. They hate that too. They hate the whole Bible. They wish there was no God so that they can do whatever they want, or at least a liberal mushy teddy bear God that lets you sin and do whatever you want. These are the two types of small g gods they like. They're either atheists or create a small g teddy bear God that says, you can do whatever you want, Mr. Jew. You're racially a Jew. And Luther's no different, really. Martin Luther is the same kind of an evil. He taught that, he's not a real Christian. He was a heretic, so he's not a real Christian. But he taught that when it comes to Christians, all you got to do is say, I believe in Jesus and I can commit all these sins. So it's not very much different than Nostra Aetate. That one gets the Christians off the hook. You mean to tell me all I got to do is believe in Jesus and I'm going to heaven? What an abominable heresy that is. That's not the true teaching of the church. You got to work out your salvation in fear and trembling. What verse is that? That's right. Sister Amy told me that one yesterday. Now, there's where Jesus Christ is telling you that the Ten Commandments are still in effect. And after Jesus Christ told all the world that he is the Messiah, and then that also he's not only the Messiah, but he's and a man, which they knew that, but that he's also God, and that he was the Redeemer, and that he did redeem men, and that now, during the New Covenant era, you have to believe in the Catholic God, the Most Holy Trinity, and in Jesus Christ to be saved, because he is the God of Israel. He said, this is now some more information I'm now going to tell you about the true God that you now must believe in to be saved. Now look what Jesus says in Matthew 19:17. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. All 10 of them. But Nostra Aetate tells us Jesus was wrong. Because he forgot to say that, except if you're racially a Jew. You ain't got to keep the 10 commandments. You don't got to do nothing. Because you're racially a Jew. All you got to do is play the Jewish race trump card. And you're off scot-free, and you don't got to keep the commandments. Is that what Jesus means here? And do you have the audacity to tell me that no Jew ever broke the 10 commandments? Not one Jew in the whole world? Do you realize that almost every person in the whole world is so evil that not only does he break one of the commandments, they break multiple commandments, and they break them every day, multiple times. That's how bad almost every man is, down to the last person, including racial Jews. And we're going to bring you up a few racial Jews that do commit these sins, just to let you know what we're talking about here on that. And the Catholic Church, again, as we say, is the one that tells us what we must believe when it comes to Holy Scriptures, not just the Bible alone. The Bible reveals to us these things, but the Church tells us what they mean infallibly. Now, in line with the Scriptures and what the Catholic Church teaches, and in line with what the Old Covenant Church taught, that if you commit one mortal sin against the Ten Commandments, any commandment, one mortal sin, it puts you on the road to hell and in the camp of Satan. And for every mortal sin after that, you go deeper and deeper. You become more damned, more dead. Mortal sin puts your soul in a state of damnation. If you're a Catholic in a state of grace and you commit a mortal sin, you're no longer in a state of grace. You're now a partner with the devil, and you're in damnation, and you're on the road to hell. It kills your soul. For every mortal sin you commit, you go deeper and deeper in death. Death, and your punishment gets deeper and deeper. So that if you don't confess those sins and get rid of them, each mortal sin that you compound in your life adds to your damnation, to the punishment of your damnation, to your torments and the everlasting pits of hell. That's the dogma of the Catholic Church. One mortal sin kills the soul, and if the soul is already killed, it kills it even more, makes it even more dead, makes it deader than it already is, and makes it more worthy of more punishments and torments. Now, that's in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. It's not just a Catholic Church teaching. We're going to read in Ecclesiasticus 7:7-8. Offend not against the multitude of a city, neither cast thyself upon the people, nor bind sin to sin. For even in one thou shalt not go unpunished. One sin. He's taught, this is a holy Jewish man, Jesus son of, I think his name was Jesus son of Sirach, and he's addressing himself to Jews. He says, in one sin that you commit, you will be guilty, and you will not go unpunished. You will be punished by God. We read about the same Jesus son of Sirach in Ecclesiasticus 21:1-3. My son, he's talking to Jews, hast thou sinned? Do so no more, but for thy former sins also pray that they may be forgiven thee. Flee from sins as from the face of a serpent. For if thou comest near to them, they will take hold of thee. The teeth thereof are teeth of a lion, killing the souls of men. Killing the souls of men. And he's talking to Jews. Nostra Aetate is condemning Jesus, son of Sirach, a good Jew who lived in the Old Covenant era, and said that Jews who break God's commandments and commit sin have dead souls or partners with the devil. It's not just the New Covenant, New Testament they got a problem with. It's the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I'm going to now, that's just from your Old Testament teachings on sin. There's a whole bunch of them. I'm only pulling out a few here. I could be here literally all day on any one of these topics if I pulled all the scriptures out on any one of these things. We're going to read Ezekiel 18, 24 to 26. But if the just man turn himself away from his justice and do iniquity, according to all the abominations which the wicked man used to work, shall he live? All his justices which he hath done shall not be remembered. In the prevarication by which he hath prevaricated, and in his sin which he committed, and them shall he die. And he's saying that if you did just your whole life and never committed one mortal sin, and then came along and did one mortal sin, you will die. Your soul is dead. You're a partner with the devil, and he will forget all your past good works, all your past justices, and put you under the death sentence. Prophet Ezekiel saying that. And the Jews back then, even had a few of these Nostra Aetate type Jews back then, even. Listen to what they said to Ezekiel and God, because they were always complaining against God. Back then, even, it's really no different. You had the same thing back then. That we're not guilty. We're not doing anything wrong. We're children of God. They said that to Jesus, even, when he told them, your father's the devil. We're racial children of Abraham. How could you call us cursed? Look what goes on in Ezekiel, the Jews, to say. And you have said, the way of the Lord is not right. You're not right for doing this, Lord. Hear ye therefore, O house of Israel. Is it my way that is not right? Is it my way that is not right? And are not rather your ways perverse? For when the just man turneth himself away from his justice and committeth iniquity, he shall die therein. In the injustice that he had wrought, he shall die. He says, you're not lying to me. I'm Almighty God. You're the one that committed this sin, and I'm rightly cursing you. You can try to hide it from men, because men are stupid and sinners themselves, blinded and darkened with their own sins, but you can't hide it from God, and you can't hide it from just men on earth. And as bad as men are in the world even today, they know that there's certain sins that they still lock people up in jail for. You know, according to Nostra Aetate, no racial Jew should even be locked up in jail. Really, no matter what he does. He can rape, he can kill, he can murder, and that's what they're, and technically they are. And they're not being locked up in jail. Look what they're doing in Gaza to the Palestinians. And then nothing happens to them because they're racial Jews. That Jew, when he goes through the booking thing, like say a policeman catches raping somebody, a woman, and the guy goes in to be booked, and he takes his fingerprints, and he goes, let me see your ID, you know? And he goes, Irving Silverstein. Oh, that's a Jewish name. Are you Jewish? Yeah. Oh, racial Jewish trump card. Let him out of jail free. Let him go. Nostra Aetate says he's a racial Jew. He's not cursed, and he can never be cursed. He can always be blessed. And you know, that's what the Talmud even teaches, that the Gentiles, you can commit all these sins and get all free. You see how Nostra Aetate is playing into the evil Talmud? Now, that was the prophet Ezekiel. Now we're going to go into the New Testament that teaches the same thing. Of course, it's an extension of Catholicism replaced Judaism as the one true religion. Judaism was the one true religion under the Old Covenant, and Catholicism just replaced it. Now, let's read James 2:10. And whosoever shall keep the whole law, but offend on one point, shall become guilty of all. That's what Ezekiel said. If you keep the whole Ten Commandments your whole life, but then all of a sudden you come along and you commit one sin, one mortal sin, you are guilty as if you broke the whole law and you're in a state of damnation. So if you're guilty of mortal sin or original sin, just that alone, you go to the hell of the damned and you're tormented. And you're a partner with the devil for all eternity. But Nostra Aetate tells us, except if you're a racial Jew. All the Jew has to do is praise his racial Jewish trump card and he gets out free. He has no guilt. All right, we're now going to show you where Christ-denying Jews are cursed for the guilt of mortal sins against the faith, which involved the first commandment of our Lord God, for worshiping a false god or false gods or no god at all, and for practicing false religions. These are all mortal sins against the first commandment, which are the worst sins you could ever commit. Remember Jesus said, and he was only repeating what was stated in the book of Deuteronomy, I am the Lord thy God, that thou shalt not have strange gods before thee, that you should love the Lord your God above all things, And then we read about this decree from God, which Moses brought down with the Ten Commandments. And it really was a commandment from the very beginning of time when Adam and Eve were created and through the whole Old Testament era that there's only one God and that you should not worship any strange God or idols or false God or gods. This is a basic commandment. It goes in the very key commandment. And it's the first commandment. And it was taught in the Old Testament and it was taught in the New Testament. And when you violate that commandment, it not only kills your soul, but places you outside the church of God. So if you committed that mortal sin during the Old Covenant era, you no longer were a member of the synagogue. You are no longer a member of the Old Covenant church. You were no longer faithful to true Judaism. You were outside the true church and you were on the road to perdition and you needed to abjure to come back into the church. And multitudes of times, most of the Jews, almost all the Jews, rebelled against God and worshiped false gods, were cursed by God and punished. This is throughout the whole Old Testament. So as I said before, the Jews do not have a problem just with the New Testament and Jesus Christ in the Catholic Church and Catholicism. They have a problem with Moses, with true Judaism, and the Old Covenant Church, which is known as the synagogue. They have a problem with the true God in all ages because they're always consistently rebelling against them. And we're going to read about that first commandment in Exodus 21:3. And the Lord spoke all these words. I am the Lord thy God who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. He gave this commandment to Moses on Mount Sinai, who communicated it to the Jews. He's talking to Jews. So Jews are bounded by this commandment like every other person in the whole world. They do not get to play the Jewish race trump card, as Nostra Aetate tells us. And we're going to read about the same commandment in Deuteronomy 32:39. See ye that I alone am, and there is no other God besides me. For I kill and make to live, I strike and to heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. And then we read in Deuteronomy 8:19. What happens when you worship false gods? But if thou wilt forget the Lord thy God and follow strange gods and serve and adore them, behold, now I foretell thee that thou shalt utterly perish. How's that for a curse? With the punishment backed up, and every curse has its punishment. Utterly perish. Not only would kill your soul, cast you out of the church, and God destroyed many Jews and never gave them a second chance even, and sent them straight down to hell. But Nostra Aetate tells us that these racial Jews should not have been cursed and punished by the true God, because racial Jews are all blessed, and none of them are under a curse, because they're racially Jews. How contrary this is even to the Old Testament, which is where we got the first commandment from. Now we're going to read about Jews, what happened to them right after the first commandment was given to them. As a matter of fact, and then when Moses was getting that first commandment again up at the mountain after he verbally gave it to him, he went up to get the tablets. And what the Jews were doing when Moses was up on that mountain. And what did the Jews do? They formulated a gold calf, put it together and started worshiping that golden calf. And they said that that calf was God. It was an idol. And we're going to read what God did against those Jews. Exodus 32:1. And the people, seeing that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, gathering together against Aaron, said, arise, make us gods that may go before us. Gods, even multiple gods, not even just one. For as to this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has befallen him. He was up on the mountain a little bit longer than they expected. So they thought he died. So they've flipped right over and started worshiping false gods. Not even one god, but even multiple gods. Now we continue to read on in that Now we continue to read what happened here. Same thing, but as recorded in Deuteronomy 32:16-21. They provoked him by strange gods and stirred him up to anger with their abominations. They sacrificed to devils and not to God, to gods whom they knew not, that were newly come up from whom their fathers worshipped not. Now he's talking about these are Jews. These are Jews that are being mentioned here. Thou hast forsaken the God that begot thee and hast forgotten the Lord that created thee. The Lord saw and was moved to wrath because his own sons and daughters provoked him. Jews, racial Jews. And he said, I will hide my face from them and will consider what their last end shall be. For it is a perverse generation and unfaithful children. They have provoked me with that which was no God, and have angered me with their vanities, and I will provoke them with that which was no people, and will vex them with a foolish nation. I will send a pagan nation against them and vex them, persecute them, punish them. So now we have a clear example of Jews being cursed for worshiping false gods and breaking the first commandment. And it was proven by the punishments that God laid down upon them by sending in pagan nations to destroy them, to kill them or take them into captivity, to rape them, to pillage them, and to cause all kinds of miseries upon them, as mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 16. These were racial Jews under a curse. But Nostra Aetate tells us, guess what? God got it wrong. Moses got it wrong. All the faithful Jews in the Old Covenant got it wrong. God should have never really punished these Jews because they're racial Jews. That's what Nostra Aetate paragraph 4 tells us, that no Jew should be looked upon as cursed, as this flows from the Bible. What did I just read to you here about the golden calf and about the idols and what God has done to them? Now we read what just before Moses has died. Let's listen to what Moses says to the people, because he was so used to them rebelling against him and either worshiping false gods or breaking the moral commandments that he was constantly rebuking them. God was constantly killing them and sending them to hell and weeding and purifying the camp. So before Moses is dies, this is what he says in Deuteronomy 31, 16 to 17. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people rising up will go fornicating after strange gods. This is God speaking to Moses in the land. Evil Jews will raise up and fornicate after strange gods in the land to which it goeth in to dwell. There they will forsake me, and they will make void the covenant which I have made with them, because they will no longer be under the old covenant. They're outside the church by doing that. And my wrath shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. All evils and afflictions shall find them, so that they shall say in that day in truth, it is because God is not with me, these evils have found me. Cursed and punished. And that same document, which I did not quote for you yet, we're going to do another sermon on it. They're trying to say nobody should ever persecute the Jews or any man, that no one should be worthy of persecution, which is contrary to God's ways, who punishes all sinners. And the worse your sin, the worse your punishment. And if it's a mortal sin, and for original sin, you're cursed with death of the soul and punished severely. These are all proofs of cursed Jews in the Old Testament. Cursed Jews in the Old Testament. And it's no different in the New Testament. And Nostra Aetate tells us that these racial Jews, God was unjust, that God was evil, that God is the devil. They're portraying God as the devil for punishing these Jews for worshiping a strange God and not the true God. Figure that one out, folks. This is what we're living with here today. They just happen not to believe in the Holy Trinity during the Old Covenant, Jesus Christ. But you know, it's not real different. Back then, they made a calf. In the New Covenant, they went over to a Talmudic Jewish God. Or they became atheists, or they became Buddhists. These apostate Jews are of all different religions. And a lot of them don't even believe in God at all. Which is the same thing as worshiping a strange God by not even acknowledging that there is a God. Now, we have so many quotes in here, I don't even know if I have to keep repeating these quotes. And I could spend probably a whole week here if I read through the whole Bible, all the curses that the Jews, evil Jews were under, and all the punishments that God had leveled upon them. You'd have to be a brainless idiot to read the Bible and not acknowledge this. Now, we read in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 11 to 14, and it says, this is after the death of Joshua, the great holy Joshua. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Baalim. And they left the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed strange gods, and the gods of the people that dwelt round about them, and they adored them, and they provoked the Lord to anger, forsaking him and serving Baal and Ashtaroth. And the Lord, being angry against Israel, delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who took them and sold them to their enemies that dwelt round about, neither could they stand against their enemies. Again, now Joshua dies, and they again go worshiping after strange gods, and God delivers them over to the enemies and destroys a good portion of them and punishes them and afflicts them and puts them under his wrath. This is another example of the Jews being cursed again for their great evil. And then we read in Judges 4:1, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. And Judges 6:1, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, did evil. Nostra Aetate tells us that they can do evil and not be cursed because no Jew is cursed. because he's a racial Jew, as if it flows from scriptures. It's throughout all the scriptures. And we go on and we read about the prophet Isaiah when he was prophesying about the apostasy of the Jews in the northern and the southern kingdoms, and he prophesied their destructions. The northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians to punish them for their apostasy from God. And the northern kingdom of Jews, the 10 tribes, never worshipped the true God. They went over to the two golden calves of Baal, of Jeroboam, and they were consistently worshipping a false god. And the southern kingdom would waver back and forth. They were a little bit bigger, the kingdom of Judah. And God destroyed the northern kingdom by the Assyrians, by having them go in here and destroy most of the Jews and carry them into the Assyrian captivity. And they're lost down even to today. They never really came back. No one even knows where all these 10 tribes are. They were dispersed and scattered. And then, 100 years later or so, he destroyed the southern kingdom of Judah for falling into gross sins against the faith, against the first commandment of immorality. And prophet Isaiah is prophesying this before it even happened. He's saying, "Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have brought up children and exalted them, and they despised me. An ox knows his owner, and his ass his master's crib. But Israel hath not known me, and my people have... Israel hath not known me, and my people have not understood. Woe to a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a wicked seed, ungracious children. They have forsaken the Lord. They have blasphemed the Holy One of Israel. They've gone away backwards." And this is Isaiah prophesying about how evil the Jews were in preparation for their upcoming destruction and punishment from God. And there, and we're going to save a separate lecture about the heresy in there also that says no man should ever be persecuted. Well, I guess then God has to stand guilty for every person that God ever punished and killed. What kind of a statement is this? But from a humanist person that idolized human beings and doesn't want human beings at all to die and say all men are good. This is also in Nostra Aetate paragraph 4. We're going to save that for a separate sermon. But you're reading here about what punishments happens when Jews go out and start worshiping strange gods and forsake the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, when they forsake him and they go over to a strange God. We read about this in the book of Esther. This is Queen Esther, the holy Queen Esther. She says, "O my Lord God, for we have sinned in thy sight." We're reading from Esther 14:6-7. "We have sinned in thy sight, and therefore thou hast delivered us into the hands of our enemies. For we worshipped their gods. Thou art just, O Lord." And she didn't do it, but the others did, and she's make an apology for her own people, so God would sort of take it not so hard on her, at least, and the others that are trying to, that stayed faithful, and the other ones that may convert. And she's saying that we worshipped false gods, and they were punished. What do you think the Babylonian 70-year captivity was all about of the southern kingdom? That's what happened. God allowed King Nebuchadnezzar to come in there and destroy the temple and take most of the Jews into the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. And that was by the will of God. He even prophesied in one of the particular captivities that they're going to eat their own children. Indeed, they did. So there, and I now presented to you just a few passages in the Old Testament during the Old Covenant era in which Jews, evil Jews, went over to worship false gods and were punished by God, many of whom were destroyed and sent immediately to hell. Punished severely for violating the first commandment, mortal sins against the first commandment. Cursed Jews under the wrath of God, contrary to Nostra Aetate, paragraph 4, that says no Jew should be looked upon as if he's under a curse, as if it flows from Holy Scripture. So therefore, they give these Jews the Jew race card, and they flash it up and say, we can get off the hook free. But that's not what the Bible says. That's not what the Word of God says. That's not what the Word of God ever said. That is such a bold-faced, arrogant lie. Now we're going to go on to show you that Christ denying Jews joining the new covenant earth have also violated the first commandment because they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Because they don't believe in the Most Holy Trinity, who is God. When Christ came, he revealed to us the mystery of the Holy Trinity, that there's three divine persons in one God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus Christ is the second divine person of the Holy Trinity. He's God and he's man. This is the dogmas that Jesus came to reveal to the world during the New Covenant era, and he then said, the whole world is now bound down to believe this, because whoever doesn't believe this, you're obviously worshiping a strange God. If you don't believe Jesus Christ is God, you're not worshiping the true God because Jesus Christ is God. And by the mere fact that a Jew comes out and tells you that he doesn't believe Jesus Christ, not only if he's a heretic, first of all, he's a heretic if he says Jesus isn't the Messiah, an apostate, and if he says he isn't God. He doesn't, in other words, it's not enough to just believe Jesus is the Messiah. You have to believe he's the Messiah and that he's God and he's man. And the Jews believe none of that. None of that. The Christ-denying Jews. The Christ-denying Jews who don't believe in that do not worship the true God. You can't invoke the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and say, we worship the God of Israel, and deny that the God of Israel is the Holy Trinity. Because the Most Holy Trinity is the God of Israel. You got to believe in both of those during the New Covenant era. So every Christ-denying Jew that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ is cursed, violated the First Commandment, outside the true church, which is the Catholic Church, because during the New Covenant era, there's always only one religion, there's always only one church. And during the New Covenant era, that one religion is Catholicism, that one church is the Catholic Church, and that one God is the Catholic God, the Most Holy Trinity was the God of Israel. There is no other church. And all these Christ-denying Jews are outside that church. Now, we're going to read from the New Testament, and first we're going to read from the infallible dogmas of the Holy Catholic Church, which is where we get our faith from, which is the infallible interpreter of Revelation, about how everybody during the New Covenant era needs to believe in the Most Holy Trinity and that Jesus Christ is God if they want to be saved. We're going to read that from the infallible Athanasian Creed from the 4th century. This is dogma that we're reading to you, folks. Whosoever will it to be saved needs above all things, whoever will it to be saved needs above all things to hold the Catholic faith, which faith, except each one do keep, whole and undefiled, he will without doubt perish eternally. That means if they don't hold the full deposit of the Catholic faith, one heresy puts you outside the church on a road to hell. You're cursed, damned, going to hell. Now, the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in the Trinity and the Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit. It is necessary for eternal salvation that he also believe faithfully in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That right faith, therefore, is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man. He is God begotten of the substance of the Father before time, and man born of the substance of his mother in time. This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. That's dogma, folks. Nostra Aetate denies that dogma. It says that if you're a racial Jew, you get off the hook and you're not guilty for denying Jesus Christ, for denying the incarnation, for denying the most holy dogma of the most holy Trinity, for denying all the every dogma of the Catholic faith. He's off the hook. He's not guilty. He's not cursed. Because of why, folks? Because he's a
Jew.
He's a racial Jew. All I got to do is play the racial Jewish trump card, and I'm off the hook. That's not what the Athanasian Creed says. That's not what the New Testament says. They're guilty just like they were in the Old Covenant when they worshipped strange gods. Now we're going to read from you, from the Bible, where these dogmas or the revelations are found in the Holy Bible, in the New Testament. John 3:36, Jesus says, he that believeth in the Son hath life everlasting. He that believeth not hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. Wrath abiding upon you because you don't believe in Jesus is certainly not a blessing, folks. It's certainly not a blessing. It's a curse. Now we go on to read here in one of the verses the Jews hate the most. John 8:42-44. Jesus therefore said to them, Christ denying Jews that didn't believe in Jesus, if God were your Father, you would indeed love me. From God I proceeded and came forth, for I came not of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not know my speech? Because you cannot bear to hear my word, because you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you will do. He's telling these evil Jews that didn't believe in him, your father is the devil. He's the one who you believe in, not the true God. Nostra Aetate tells us Jesus got it all wrong. Jesus is an anti-Semite. Jesus is some type of a racist himself for saying this against the Jews. But this is precisely what Jesus called and said to the Jews that denied him, that your father is the devil. Now, when your father's the devil, folks, I'm sure you're going to agree that's not a blessing. That's a curse. and the worst curse of all, because if you end up dying that way, you go to hell with the devils for all eternity to burn. Nostra Aetate tells us that no Jew should be looked upon as if he's cursed, as it flows from Holy Scripture. Here Jesus Christ himself is telling us that these racial Jews are, their father is the devil and not God. Again, folks, I tell you, what Bible are these knuckleheads reading? And you're either not reading the Bible at all, like most nominal Catholics, and they don't, or you read it and you hate it, and you're trying to twist it, distort it, discredit it, and you're banking upon the fact that most people don't read it and go and open up the book. I'm trying to let anybody out there who has a little bit of goodwill see this and say, boy, that's a Lollapalooza liar. What that apostate Second Vatican Council teaching is so alien to Catholic faith in the Scriptures, it's phenomenal. It's almost amazing that you think that they can dupe you with a lie like this. But let's look at some of the modern day lies with 9/11 when they demoed those buildings and blew them down. The Holocaust lie, after you look at the evidence, after you see that those buildings were blown down in Building 7, and people still sit back and say, it was the planes and the rocket fuel. It got them so hot. Here's people standing on the top where that supposedly hot rocket fuel is, and it's a human being standing there. It melted steel, but not the human. Well, oh boy, that's kind of weird. What kind of a flame is that? There's so much evidence against it. But you see, what I'm trying to get at is people are so full of lies, so wanting to love the lie, that they embrace the lie. So that's why they believe the stuff that we're talking about here, where you can say things like this, that Pilate wanted to kill Christ and not the Jews, that no Jews under a curse, that all Jews are good because they're racial Jews. And that's what a tremendous operation of error. Does God owe you any future enlightenment when you believe like that? You'll never get through to a guy like that unless by God's grace and his cooperation, he starts to wise up a little bit and start to listen. You can talk to a guy like that until you're blue in the face, and when they don't want to know the truth, they don't want to know it. But we're speaking here for goodwill people who have a little bit of goodwill and that may be able to wake up by God's grace in these lectures I'm giving you right now about evil Jews. And I tell you, stop your love affair with apostate Jews. Stop your love affair with glorifying any race. I don't care from what race you are. Racism is a sin. Racism means I'm great just because I'm Italian. I'm great just because I'm German. I'm great just because I'm an African. I'm great just because I'm Spanish. I'm great just because I'm an Indian. That's racism. It's stupid. It's dumb because even people in their own race fight with one another, and that you even have evil people within your own races. I'm great just because I'm Chinese. I'm great just because I'm Russian. This particular thing is Jewish racism, what we're reading to you in Nostra Aetate. But look what Jesus is telling to these Jews. Here, let's read another quote for you. And Jesus says in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, but shall have light of life. So what's the converse of that? He who does not follow Jesus is walking in darkness, is a son of the devil. John 20:31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. And if you don't believe, you don't have life in his name. Now we're going to read Mark 16:16. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Nostra Aetate wants to add something on to that. Except if you're a racial Jew. You get off the hook. You get out of jail free. You are not guilty. You could disbelieve. You could blaspheme the name of Jesus. You could say that he's not God. Discredit everything that he teaches, and you're off the hook because you're racially a Jew. But you poor Italian man or French man who said it, no, you're going to be guilty. But you know what's really weird? Now, I won't get into this now, but they really now have all men being innocent. That's another thing, but it's not made for this lecture. But they now have a theology that literally every person in the world is not guilty. You know, there's no such thing as really, and if there is sin, no one's really guilty of it. But that, I'll save that for another lecture. We're putting the bullseye right down here on cursed Jews. And cursed in particular in the New Testament because they're violating the first commandment. Because who is the true God, which Jesus revealed to us, is the most holy Trinity and Jesus Christ. And they don't believe in him. This is Matthew 12:34. Jesus speaking to the Pharisees that denied him. O generation of vipers, how can you speak good things whereas you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He's calling these Pharisees that denied him vipers. Oh, he'd be up on anti-Semitism. Abe Foxman on the phone right away. They are on the phone. How dare you say this with me? But Jesus is doing what all the holy prophets even did to Moses in the Old Covenant. It's no different. Whenever a Jew violated God's commandment, they're called evil. What's the big deal? You know, they don't want to be called evil. Jesus says that, and he's telling these Christ-denying Jews that they're vipers. Because that's what they are. And he's saying that they're evil. Now, that don't sound like a blessing to me. Does that sound like a blessing to you? No, that's a curse. And Jesus is telling us these Jews are cursed. And then Matthew 23:16-17, he says, woe to you blind guides, woe ye foolish and blind. And in Matthew 23:25, he says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees hypocrites, because you make clean the outside of the cup of the dish, but within you are full of rapine, uncleanness, dead men bones, filthiness, hypocrisy, iniquity.
I came into this world to give sight to those who cannot see. And to take away sight from those who can.
What do you mean by that? That we who are righteous are blind?
If you were blind, you would be without sin. But since you say we see, your sin remains.
That's true!
This man walks through the devil!
No!
Oh, he's a cheat! A fanatic!
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees! Hypocrites all! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men! You do not go in yourselves! Nor do you let others enter! Blind guides! You strain at a gnat and swallow a camel! You bow before the letter of the law and violate the heart of the law! Justice! Mercy! Good faith! You are like whited sepulchres, all clean and fair without, but within, full of dead men's bones and all corruption. You see these stones, do you not? I tell you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Yours is a house of desolation, the home of the lizard and the spider. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can any of you escape damnation? You shall not see me here again, not until you learn to cry, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, for I and my Father are one and the same.
He is a blasphemer!
Remember the covenant I made!
I can go on and on. Now I'm going to give you another one. People are saying that proof that you're cursed is that you're punished, because God always punishes people when they sin. Even venial sins get punished. If you don't confess them and take up the punishment upon yourself, then God's going to punish you. He always punishes sin. Now look what Jesus Christ says here about all those who will not have him rule over him. Jesus Christ is the King of the kings and the Lord of lords. So obviously he's God, he rules the whole earth. He created all men and he rules. But look what he says in Luke 19:27. This is Jesus Christ speaking. But as those for my enemies who would not have me rule over them, bring them hither and kill them before me. Kill them before me. Obstinate Jews that are disrupting society, drawing people away, kill them, says Jesus. That's how evil they are. Kill these Jews. And that same paragraph somewhere says you're not allowed to persecute any man. They would consider us a person. This is Jesus carrying out what they call a pogrom against not just Jews. He's talking about any man that doesn't believe in him is ultimately going to end up being killed anyway. And if he doesn't die on his own and going to hell. This is Jesus speaking. And then we read in 1 John 2:22-23. Who is the liar? But he who denieth that Jesus is the Christ, this is the Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that confesseth the Son hath the Father also. So the beloved St. John is saying, if you don't believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah, you don't even believe in God the Father, because you don't believe in God the Son. But Nostra Aetate will tell us, except if you're a racial Jew. But that's not what the gospel tells us. And he's addressing this directly to Jews that were denying that Jesus Christ is the Christ. And he calls them the Antichrist. Now that means that during this whole New Covenant era, that all these Christ-denying Jews don't worship the true God from the time of the New Covenant when it was created all the way down to today. And indeed, if we search into the Old Testament, we have biblical verses that prove that God prophesies that there would be many days that will pass when these Jews will not have the true God. And that is in 2 Paralipomenon 15:3. And many days shall pass in Israel without the true God, and without a priest, a teacher, and without the law. Going on now 2,000 years, these Jews have had not the true God because they don't worship the most holy Trinity. They don't believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah. They don't believe he's God and man. These are Bible verses are in your face one after another, proving that these Jews are cursed and punished by God, in contradiction what Nostra Aetate will have us believe, that heretical and apostate document. And that's one of the things we try to tell the Jews, that whenever you went bad during the Old Covenant era, the longest that God ever punished you was like 100 years. You haven't had no temple, no sacrifice, no active priesthood for 2,000 years, and I'm here to tell you, you don't even have the true God. We just read here, who doesn't believe in the Son does not have the Father, and Jesus called your Father the devil. And in reality, everybody who's not Catholic is worshiping the devil. Everybody who is not Catholic. It's not just the Jews. Okay, so there you have it. There you have your New Testament Bible verses, these revelations given to us by Christ himself and a lot by his disciples and apostles in the epistles and the book of Acts, as infallibly defined by the Catholic Church and the Athanasian Creed and many other creeds and many other infallible councils, about the fact that you're in the New Covenant era, the Most Holy Trinity is the one true God. Anybody who doesn't believe in the Most Holy Trinity, and that's a Catholic God, and Jesus Christ, who's God, a man, and a Messiah, is worshiping a false, strange God, is cursed and under the wrath of God and destined to go to hell for all eternity unless he repents and converts and comes into the true Catholic Church and accepts those dogmas. For example, we read from the Second Council of Constantinople in the 6th century, an ecumenical council, therefore infallible, on Canon 10, on anathemas concerning the three chapters. If anyone does not confess Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is crucified in the flesh, is true God and the Lord of glory and one of the Trinity, let such a one be anathema. And anathema means cursed. And cursed means in the camp of the devil and on the broad road to hell. That is an infallible decree from the Second Council of Constantinople, which contradicts and refutes Nostra Aetate, that tells us that no Jew should be considered cursed. But Nostra Aetate will tell us that that does apply to everybody but Jews, because if you're racially a Jew, you play the racial Jew trump card and you're off the hook, no matter what God you worship or how many gods you worship, or if you don't even worship God at all and you're an atheist, or no matter what false religion you practice. All right, now we're going to just give you some examples of Jews who do deny Jesus Christ and worship, and therefore worship false gods or a false god or no god at all, or practice false religions. We're going to show you some of the evidence of what they believe. We're going to right out of the old horse's mouth, or should I say the devil's mouth, because that's what they speak for, the devil. And I'm going to show you some testimonies right from apostate Jews themselves. And we're going to start out with their infamous and notorious apostate Talmud, what it teaches about Jesus Christ. The Talmud teaches that Jesus, it refers to Jesus as the son of a Roman soldier who is illegitimately conceived during menstruation. Mary was fornicating with this soldier. Jesus is called a fool and no one pays attention to fools. Jesus seduced and corrupted and destroyed Israel. Christians are idolaters and you must not associate with them. Jews are called men. Christians are not called men. And the Gospels are called volumes of iniquity and heretical books. I have all the quotes where those are found in the Talmud. But Nostra Aetate tells us that everybody who wrote that book, everybody who believes in that book, is not cursed, but they're blessed by God, in spite of the fact that they blaspheme and curse the true God. That's what Nostra Aetate tells us. And we're not just talking about the people that wrote the Talmud. It's the people that even believe in it. And it doesn't matter even if they didn't have the Talmud and they're just those type of Jews that reject the Talmud but pretend they're still under the Old Covenant. They're also Christ-denying Jews because they really believe that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. They believe he was an imposter. Anything short of believing in everything that Jesus told us is turning Jesus Christ into a liar and turning him into an imposter, and that's blasphemy, and that's apostasy, and that places you cursed and under the wrath of God, as we read in so many different verses. Now we're going to read what the rabbi Joshua Yehuda taught in his book Antisemitism, Mirare du Monde, page 135-6. Spinoza, who was further than any other thinker from the historic messianism of Israel, wrote, "As for what certain churches say that God assumed human nature, I must confess that this seems to me as absurd as saying that a circle assumed a square, a shape of a square. Your monotheism," he's talking to Catholics now, "and the Holy Trinity is a false monotheism. It is a bastard imitation in a falsified version of the only true monotheism, which is Hebrew monotheism. And if Christianity does not return to Jewish sources, it will finally be condemned." He's condemning Christianity and the Holy Trinity. He's saying it's a false monotheism. According to Nostra Aetate, this man's not cursed. This man is not cursed by God for believing this blasphemy and this apostasy. Instead, he's blessed because nobody can be considered accursed if he's a racial Jew. Now let's read what the Jew A. Mamini wrote in Portrait of a Jew, pages 189. He's talking about Catholicism. "Your religion, Catholicism, is a blasphemy and a subversion in the eyes of Jews. Your God, the Most Holy Trinity, to us is the devil. That is to say, the symbol and the essence of all evil on earth." He's calling our God, the true God, the Catholic God, a devil. Yet he's blessed, and we would be cursed for calling him cursed. He curses the true God, and he himself is not cursed. So tells us Nostra Aetate about all these Jews that are saying these horrible things. We're not allowed to condemn them or denounce them or say they're evil, and that they're in deep mortal sins against the faith, that they violated the first commandment, that they're cursed, that they're punished, that they're under the wrath of God, to make reparation for what they're saying against the true God. You got to wonder if these guys in Nostra Aetate even believed in the Catholic God at all. Because if you did, you wouldn't allow stuff like that. You wouldn't say stuff like that to allow the true God to be blasphemed, spoken against, and not speak up against the people who do it, and instead call them blessed. Now we're going to go into some video evidence to show you some more Jews, Christ-denying Jews. We're going to go and show you how this one particular Jew right here stops in front of a Catholic church and he curses the Catholic God and he calls Catholics bastards and monsters. Catholics, bastards and monsters. In relation to their faith, he didn't just say Italians or he didn't say Irishmen. He said Catholics, which means he's calling the Catholic Church bastard. He's calling the Catholic God bastard and monsters. And he tells the Catholic God to go to hell. Here's the clip.
So this is where you grew up?
Absolutely. And I'll never forget this. When I walked to Hebrew school, I was 10 or 11. I used to walk up there, and I went past the church. And one day, coming back from Hebrew school, at that church, I stopped. And I thought to myself, if there's a God, and I insult this God, I'll get struck down. So I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to say, and I said, "God, go to hell." And I waited, and I waited, and nothing happened, and that did it. From that day on, I was what you would call an atheist. An atheist at the age of 10 or 11.
You said, though, you used to walk around and some of the neighbors were Catholic.
Ah, that house...
That
was,
house?
It was an inferno.
Why? What was
Catholics.
It? Uh-huh.
I mean, and this house, these were monsters. There were about 11 of them. Three girls, five boys, mother and father, twice a day go to confession, boom, 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 night and day. And we're a Hebrew family. And those sons are bitches, in my opinion. They never let me, you know... Jew boy, Christ killer. I mean, the same on and on and on and on.
Yet Nostra Aetate would tell us that this man who you just heard tell the true God, the Catholic God, to go to hell and called Catholics monsters and bastards is not cursed, and he's actually blessed because he's a racial Jew. All he has to do is play his racial Jewish trump card. Now you tell me that Jesus said you got to love the Lord your God above all things, and you tell me that you love God? Here's a man that cursed God. Yeah, he's not cursed. Who's more important? Man. Man has become his own God. This guy has become greater than God. He can curse God, but he himself can never be cursed. What kind of a teaching is this? And what kind of a God would this be who created creatures and allows them to curse him and get away with it? This is not biblical, but you just heard this from this particular individual. Now we're going to look at this next clip. These two apostate Jews, these two fairy birds from Jerusalem. What's his name, Gimpy?
Yeah, well, it's Tovia Singer and then Jeremy Gimple.
It's Tovia Singer and Jeremy Gimpy.
Gimple.
Or Gimple. Pimple?
Gimple.
Gimple. Sorry, you bastard, after you hear what these guys teach. All right. Now, we're going to go to the clip, and you're going to hear them teach that the Catholic Church is the evil empire of Edom, and it's the fourth evil kingdom mentioned by Daniel in chapter 7 of the Antichrist. He calls the Catholic Church this fourth evil kingdom. And then he says the Catholic Church is going down and it's going to be through all over. We go to the clip.
Second point, people ask me, like, well, how do we know it's really Christendom? I mean, what is really the sign? How could we know that Edom really is the church as you say it? And I think that it's so clear because there's always a physical manifestation that obviously is hinted to or referred to in Scripture, but can be seen in the real world. Tovia, where exactly are the vessels, part of the vessels, not all of them, just like Nebuchadnezzar, where are they right now?
They're in Italy.
Are they in Italy?
Yeah, I think so.
They're in the basement of the Vatican.
Yes.
If that is not the ultimate sign that, in fact, the church is the fourth kingdom following just like sign by sign, there's no more proof to that. I mean, that was like, it just hit me this week, that idea. I thought that was like, nailed it. They are. They're Edom. They're going to go down. The church, that's it. They're through.
They're through. You see, every Christian knows, the world knows that if they're wrong about Jesus, if they're wrong about the central teachings of the church, then who has the truth today? Not the Zoroastrians. They're not going to go, oh, if Jesus is not the Messiah, I guess we're going to believe in Hare Krishna. No, then they know that the Jewish people are right. Every Christian believes that 1 minute before Jesus was born, only the Jews had the truth. Not just any Jews, but the Jews who believe in the traditional Judaism, what's referred to as Pharisaic Judaism. So it is so, these are not my words. This, you'll find this in the Laws of Kings, the last chapter of Maimonides.
Yet Nostra Aetate will tell us that these two Christ-denying demonic bastards are not cursed and they're actually blessed. In spite of the fact that they called God's holy Catholic Church an evil empire of Edom that will be destroyed and will be finished and gone. Why do they get off from any type of guilt? Because they're racial Jews. They played a racial Jewish trump card, they escape guilt. And I will tell you, again, where is your love for the true God that you can let people speak like this and not denounce them as blasphemous, apostate, evil, filthy, demonic, satanic bastards? And that's what they are. First and foremost, for the glory of the Catholic God, then to stop deceiving other Jews that are being deceived by them, and for the hope of their own salvation. How do you convert people if you tell them they're okay where they are? And that man can say what he just said and he's blessed. And I'll tell you something, it's kind of ironic the twist God put upon the world now, because when a Vatican II church does fall, it's going to appear that these guys are prophets. But what is really falling is not the true Catholic Church. It's the apostate Vatican II church that is not the true Catholic Church that is in Rome today and in the Vatican. What's going to be destroyed in Rome, and it will be destroyed and eliminated, are wicked apostate anti-popes that are not real popes, cardinals and not real cardinals, and he's destroying these buildings that are no longer holy buildings that were defiled. Just like when God destroyed the temple in the old covenant era, God is now going to allow Rome to be destroyed in the Vatican, but it doesn't mean that the Catholic Church isn't holy and pure. You do not blame the sins of the church yourself, no more than we blamed the sins of evil Jews upon the temple or God's holy old covenant. All right, now we're going to listen to another apostate Christ-denying Jew, Rabbi Smoothie Botek, or Shmuley, right? He's a smoothie schmooly. I'll schmooly his face if I had him in front of me. He's a blaspheming bastard. He says St. Peter and St. Paul are liars. What was the exact word he actually even used? Confirmed liars. He discredits the Gospel of Matthew and says it's false. We go to the clip.
Third place in the New Testament where it says the Jews killed Jesus. Peter speaking again, Acts chapter 5, verse 30. Peter tells members of the Jewish council, quote, "The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree." Whom you, not the Romans, had killed by hanging him on a tree. Should we believe Peter? Peter, ladies and gentlemen, is a confirmed liar. What about Paul, who says the same accusation in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15? "The Jews who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out, they displease God and they oppose everyone." Should we believe Paul? Well, Paul is a self-confessed liar. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus himself seems to predict that he will be killed by the Jews. Matthew chapter 23, verse 33. "You serpents, you brood of vipers, how are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will scourge in the synagogues, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth." Sure sounds like Matthew chapter 27 to me, where the Jews invited the curse of Jesus' blood upon them. From the blood of innocent Abel, the Jews are even responsible for the blood of Abel, to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. This is Jesus speaking. I believe Jesus was a great scholar, so he couldn't have made this mistake. Clearly, then, the verse is a forgery.
Yet they would tell us that this bastard apostate blasphemer is not guilty for blaspheming the Catholic God and our Gospels. When you go against St. Peter and St. Paul in our Gospels and our Holy Book, you're going against the Catholic God, you're going against the Catholic Church. This is one of the main attackers against our Catholic Church who's in the public limelight. According to Nostra Aetate, this Rabbi Smoothie Botek, is not guilty. You know why? Because he's a racial Jew. He can say these things and nobody says anything. And they even pray with guys like that and say they're under a covenant with God and they're pleasing to God. What an abomination. Now we're going to go and listen to the same Rabbi Shmuley speak about how angry he is at the Gospel of St. John and the beloved St. John, because St. John correctly tells them in John 8, 42 to 42, 44, when Jesus said, recording Jesus' word, and called the Jews sons of the devil. And he takes particular offense against this. Let's go to the clip.
Are you aware of the fact that even as great a man as Ayn Graham Lotz's father, Billy Graham, who I revere and who I as a Jew have been so inspired by, referred to Jews as devils in a secretly taped conversation with Richard Nixon in the 1970s. Now, I'm sure he didn't mean it, but sadly, when some people read the New Testament and take it literally, that comes from John chapter 8, verse 44, where Jesus says that you Jews are the children of the devil. He was a murderer before you.
Okay,
now,
Rabbi, let me jump in and respond here.
Or we will have a horrible breakout of antisemitism.
Okay.
And we safeguard against it. We're deeply indebted to Christian evangelical support and love for Israel. Christian evangelicals are some of the finest people in our country. They raise beautiful families, but I'm sorry. There's no quid pro quo. Their support for Israel is not going to keep me silent about a movie that depicts my people killing God. Forget it. That's what we have been slaughtered for 2,000 years. Now, we can say all we want that this is not going to lead to violence, and perhaps that's true.
All right.
But the fact is that even on your show, Joe, I debated Franklin Graham, whose father, one of the greatest Americans, Billy, was tape recorded by Richard Nixon calling Jews devils. This is back in the 1970s, because he read the account as well. As educated as Billy Graham can think that I am the devil, that I am possessed by some malevolent spirit because of my complicity in the death of Christ. I believe we have to educate people. The Jews did not do this. This goes against all teachings of the Catholic Church.
Right.
Mel Gibson has not made a religious film.
Well, Rabbi Shmuley, I'd like to tell you, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. You are a son of the devil. Somebody can have cancer and not believe they have cancer. They still have cancer. You are a son of a devil. The Gospels are the 100% Word of God and the truth. That's what us Catholics believe. This is what the truth is. This is what we confess. And if anybody tells you you're not a son of the devil, he's a lying bastard. He knows it, Shmuel, even, because he knows what John teaches. And I'm here to tell him, you're not going to get off a hook with this. I'm telling you this first and foremost to make reparation to the Catholic God who has cursed you people for denying Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Messiah. The second person of the Holy Trinity, which you do deny. You are a son of the devil, just like the evil Jews under the Old Covenant. You're no different than the Jews that were worshiping the golden calf at the bottom of Mount Sinai, who Moses killed. Moses will have nothing to do with you. And I'm now telling you this, I told you first for the glory of our God and for the sake of your own soul, to get out of your filthy religion, stop worshiping your false God, get away from that devil who's your father, and come into the true Catholic Church before it's too late. Now I'm going to quote another Jew who's less dishonest than Shmuley, not as dishonest as Shmuley. A Christ-denying Jew, yes. An evil Jew, yes. A cursed Jew, yes. But he's not as dishonest as Shmuley. He admits that he's the son of the devil. His name is Anton LaVey, and he started the Church of Satan in the United States. And first we have to show you that this man is a Jew. He's a racial Jew. I quote from Wikipedia article on Anton LaVey. LaVey was born Howard Stanton Levy in Chicago, Illinois. His Jewish father, Michael Joseph Levy, was a liquor distributor and a second-generation French-American from Omaha, Nebraska. His grandfather, Leon Levy, was born in Paris, France, and immigrated to Douglas County, Nebraska in 1886. Now, we establish the fact that he's a racial Jew. Well, he's less dishonest because he came right out and is telling everybody, I am a child of the devil and I'm proud of it. Let's listen to his testimonies, this demonic-worshipping, self-admitted Satanist who started the Church of Satan in the United States.
Anton Zandor LaVey, who is the founder and high priest of the First Church of Satan. Anton Zandor LaVey, now you call yourself a satanic priest.
Yes.
Is that the opposite of God?
No, because Satan is a god too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you then, the dirty pope or what?
Oh, I guess you could call me that if you want to say the black pope or the dirty pope or the advocate of, for example, the kingdom of night or darkness. No one's ever come forth so far and spoken up for the devil.
Who ordained you a satanic priest?
I would say probably I received the call. Just as any fundamentalist.
Well, most of us do, but we fight it.
Why fight it?
Are you planning on training a lot of little devils?
Only those that wish to become little devils.
Are you married?
Oh, yes.
You have any little devils?
Oh, yes, I have two.
Are you going to raise them as satanic kids?
Certainly.
Yet Nostra Aetate will tell us that this particular Christ-denying Jew who does admit that he's the son of the devil and started the Church of Satan, comes right out, he's not even ashamed. He's not even being deceived under an angel of false light and thinks the devil is God. He says it's Satan and he worships him. They would tell us that this Jew cannot be cursed. He's blessed. He cannot be cursed because he is racially a Jew. You just heard this guy glorifying the devil and Satan right out in the open. But let's read Nostra Aetate paragraph 4 again. It is true that the church is the new people of God. Yet the Jews, all Jews, should not be spoken of as rejected or cursed as it is followed from Holy Scripture. Here this guy is outwardly worshiping the devil, a false god. The Bible condemns the devil throughout. It condemns anybody that worships any false god. Even if he's worshiping the devil under the guise of an angel of light, he's condemned. Yet this particular verse says this Anton LaVey is not guilty because he's racially a Jew. All he has to do is play the Jewish race trump card, and God is actually pleased with him. The God whom he blasphemes, serving the enemy of God, it's totally even illogical to a seven-year-old person who just achieved the use of reason can find out how stupid and how heretical, how apostate that this teaching is. We're now going to speak about how Christ-denying Jews are guilty for mortal sins against the moral law, just like anybody else. All human beings have the natural law upon their heart, even if you weren't given the Ten Commandments, you have the seven. of the moral law. And you even have the first commandment indirectly, because by God's grace and your cooperation, you can reject every false god and false religion, even if you didn't have the Ten Commandments. But we're going to show you that every Christ-denying Jew that commits a mortal sin against the moral law is guilty of mortal sin. We already showed you those teachings about one mortal sin kills your soul. But I'm going to just give you some biblical quotes that teach this. Galatians 5:19-21, St. Paul says, "The works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you that such as do these things shall not obtain the kingdom of God." Shall not obtain the kingdom of God. But St. Paul had it all wrong, or at least it wasn't really complete. He should have put an addendum on there. Except if you're a racial Jew, you can commit all those sins I just said, and you're not guilty, says Nostra Aetate. But that's not what St. Paul said, and that's not what God has ever said. Everyone's bounded down to those Ten Commandments, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a German, whether you're a Frenchman, it doesn't matter what you are. All men are bounded down under those Ten Commandments. And St. Paul goes on with a whole list of sins and other verses. But Nostra Aetate tells us that no Jew should be looked at as if he's under the curse, as it flows from Holy Scripture. So if you catch a Jew committing adultery, he's innocent. You catch an Italian doing it, he's guilty. And you know, that is the way they're treating the Jews today. It really is. The Jews are committing all kinds of sins and crimes, and they're getting all free. Now, we're going to give some examples during the Old Covenant era of evil Jews who committed mortal sins against the moral law and were punished severely by God because of it, as proof that they really were cursed and really were guilty, contrary to what Nostra Aetate tells us. One example of a horrible crime was committed by the whole tribe of Benjamin. The whole tribe got dragged into this particular crime. There was a Levite that was taking his new wife that he had just married, and he was passing through Gaba, which was a Benjamite town of the tribe of Benjamin, and he was taken in to live in one of the guy's houses. And the Benjamites saw him coming into town, and they knocked. I'm paraphrasing. You can read this. This is Judges chapter 19, and they were knocking on the door, and they wanted the guy to come out because they were homos. But instead of the guy, they threw the Levite's wife out to the pack. And lust knows no bounds, so they just went after the woman, the Levite's wife. And they raped her throughout the whole night so badly and beat her that she died. And they laid her at the footstep of the door. So that when morning came and the Levite opened up the door, there was his wife laying dead, raped all night and dead. And it was such a bad crime that the Levite took his wife and cut her up in 12 pieces and sent pieces to the 12 tribes of Israel. I don't know what he did with Benjamin. They were right there. He could have thrown one piece out to them. They're the ones that did it. But it says he gave a piece of his wife to each one of the tribes and said, "Look what the Benjamites have done to my wife," to show them how bad the crime was. They raped her all night and then they murdered her. And the other Israeli, the other 11 tribes got so angry at the Benjamites for what they did, they declared war against them. And they went in there, and when you look at read one in the following chapters, they killed almost every Benjamite. They killed all the men and the women and the children, almost every one of them. All that was left were a few men, Benjamites. They killed all the children. There was no females left at all. Not one woman Benjamite was left, infant or any age. And if you read later on, that was God's punishment against these Benjamites. And what happened was, then the Jews got together and said, "It's a law that we can only marry within our own tribe. Benjamite men can only marry Benjamite women, men from the tribe of Judah can only marry women from the tribe of Judah." He said, "How's Benjamin going to propagate itself if they don't have any Benjamite women? They're going to be extinguished and exterminated." And then one of the tribes that God created as his chosen people are going to disappear from the face of the earth. So they had them actually got a way for them to marry women from another tribe, and so they can propagate the tribe of Benjamin. My main point was that crime was so bad that God almost exterminated the whole Benjamite race. Now, according to Nostra Aetate, those Benjamites were not guilty of any crime because they're racial Jews. All they have to do is play the racial Jew trump card and say, "Even though I raped her and murdered her, I'm not guilty because I'm a racial Jew." Right? That's what Nostra Aetate tells us, that no Jew should be looked upon as if he's cursed, as if it flows from Holy Scripture. How about those Jews? What they did to that woman and what they must have been doing to homo crimes like crazy, like Sodom. And then the last example we're going to give is Susanna, the holy Susanna, as recorded in Daniel chapter 13, who was a very pure and holy virgin, married to a very holy man. I think his name was Joachim. And she was in her orchard bathing privately. And these two ancients, two judges of Israel, top judges, big guys, you know, had a good reputation, supposedly honest, very good judges of Israel, were spying on her. They were lusting after her. And they were watching her. And then one day they both went in there and they tried to rape her. And then she screamed and yelled and everything and exposed them. And then he says, well, we're going to lie and say that you're the one who tried to seduce us. So what happened was those two horribly evil judges who already committed sins of lust in their mind towards her. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5:28, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after has already committed adultery with her, fornicated with her. So these two particular individuals already committed mortal sins of fornication in their mind. Then they lied about her and then brought her up on charges to have her killed before the court. And it would have succeeded because they were so reputable. Everybody accepted their testimony against Susanna. Poor Susanna had no one to help her. But young Daniel, he was young that time, rose up and prophesied and saved Susanna. God spoke through young Daniel. Daniel said, how dare you judge without trying the witnesses? Let me speak to these two judges privately, and I want to find out what's going on here. And he caught them in contradictory testimonies, and those two judges were then killed instead of Susanna, justly killed. Now, Nostra Aetate tells us that even though they committed those crimes, they're not guilty because no Jew should be looked upon as if he's cursed, as if it flows from Holy Scripture. Here's two more evil Jews who committed moral sins against the moral law. And then we read what St. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 1 to 8, 8 to 9. And he's talking about two types of people in here. He's talking about unbelievers who don't believe in Jesus Christ and those who do believe in Jesus Christ but don't obey the gospel. In a flame of fire, giving vengeance to them that know not God, who know not God, or obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall suffer eternal destruction and punishment from the face of the Lord, from the glory of his power, shall suffer eternal destruction. Who know not God, meaning they do not believe in the Holy Trinity and they don't worship him, or if they know the true God, Catholics even, and they say we have the gospel, and we do, Catholics have it, but we don't obey it. We commit a sin against the moral commandments. We shall suffer destruction. But again, St. Paul had it all wrong. At least it's not complete enough. He should have put, except if you're a racial Jew. And I will tell you something. This Nostra Aetate is so alien to all the infallible teachings and gospel teachings that you got to be the biggest dope to believe it. And that's why I say some of the people that instituted it had to definitely be infiltrators. Jews themselves to write this crap. How could you even believe it? And these so-called conservatives are sitting back scratching their head. It seems kind of bad what they're saying. I'm not sure how bad it is. Let's discuss it. Do you realize that that's not up for discussion? That anybody who stayed in that council for more than a split second after he read one heresy and didn't leave and denounce everybody as a heretic and run is guilty of all the sins that took place in that council? The conservatives sat back and argued over this thing as if it's viable, that maybe you're still allowed to have this opinion. It would be like sitting around in a council saying, we just came up with a new teaching that we found out Jesus may not be God. Let's discuss this thing. Catholics aren't allowed to discuss things that have been dogmatically defined. That's the end of it. You deny it, you're out, you're gone. Even the conservatives were liberals. The conservatives were a bunch of dopes under the thumb of the Jew, afraid to lose their cushy positions in Rome. You got to read this stuff. These are the so-called good guys that didn't consent to Nostra Aetate. 250 of them didn't sign it. But they stayed in the church and they accepted it. They signed other documents that were heretical, and they never left. You can't even participate in a council like that. You can't pray with people like that. You have to denounce them all, and anything short of that, you're a notorious heretic, and you're outside the Catholic Church. I got to sit around and wonder if this is acceptable or not. It's like saying, well, let's rewrite it. Is Jesus God or not? Are we really allowed to teach? You know, you think they're going contrary. You got to read the Genesis. That means everybody down at that council is already thoroughly infiltrated. And the useful idiots or the liberals or even these conservatives, the reason that they were doing this is they didn't want to lose their jobs. Why do people don't go against the Jews today? Why? Because the good Jews control everything. They're going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their homes. The devil's going to attack them. And because they're more in love with the world than they are with the true God. This thing's not even, even today, look at your traditionalists. Look at all your people out there. They argue over these things, whether it's heresy or not. And they try to make excuses for it. Excuses for this. Excuses. Not a little kid. The minute you read it, it's done. It's obvious what they mean. This is not the only time they said it. It's said time and time again, and they carry it out in practice. So there you have it. We so far covered that Christ-denying Jews are guilty for the guilt of original sin. They're guilty for the guilt of mortal sins against the faith. They're guilty for mortal sins against the moral commandments. And in our next section, we will show you how they are guilty for killing Christ. And all the generations of Christ-denying Jews after that inherited the blood guilt and of Christ, and they're guilty of the mortal sin of deicide. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.